Rhoda Gadale. Rhoda, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me. Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much for agreeing to be on the show so early in the morning, a celebration.
For Africa, I'll do anything.
How was the party, Rhoda?
It was fabulous. People enjoyed it because it is the good news story of South Africa. We gave awards to 21 projects. Even though I decided this year I'll only do 10 because we can only afford 10. And so it's an occupational hazard to give 21. We received 65 submissions, and I can tell you that at least 50 of them were award-worthy. And so we do the good news of South Africa, and what we celebrate what people do in spite of government and often in partnership with government. So we have a range of, I call them change agents, people who transform the country in their communities that we often don't know of. And they find solutions, and often difficult solutions, to problems wherever they occur. So can I give you an example of some of them?
Please, go ahead, Rhoda.
So one of the projects that didn't get an award but got a certificate of commendation is the court watching brief in the Western Cape. These are five members who visit 42 courts to monitor ongoing cases of crime, especially gang and drug-related crime. So they have monitored 600 cases. 264 cases were scrapped from the court roll due to police inefficiency. And 103 cases were reinstated, and disciplinary action was taken against the police officers. So this is a systemic intervention in police ineffectiveness, trying to make the police more responsible and accountable. So that's one. Another one that I particularly liked was, given our high crime rate against women and children, the South African People's Response Initiative, they installed 200 panic buttons in the Alaska informal settlement in Mamelodi, East Gauteng. So what happens is 10 trained community-based respondents provide support to the panic button activation, and they follow up on incidents and advise women where to go. In 20 months of the program, the number of rape cases has dropped phenomenally to one rape in the Alaska informal settlement and one attempted rape. Can you imagine that?
And I think that's what for me is amazing about these awards and Impumelelo particularly, because given the great socioeconomic challenges that we find ourselves in this country on a daily basis, it actually does give an opportunity, does it not, for innovation in the social space.
It does, and people are creative. You know, we all fear the national health insurance proposal in the future. So what the Western Cape Department of Health did in the Southern Cape, in Oudtshoorn, they did a pilot project to implement national health at the local level. And if this can work at a local level, it's going to work at the national level. Let me just give you an example of what they do. FAMHSA trains 20 community workers to create awareness of good health care and advise residents about the services that are available. They are screened for specific indicator illnesses, and they are encouraged adherence to medication, immunization, and so forth. The field workers conducted mini sensors, and 695 households participated. 50,700 people were screened. 3,636 people were referred to clinics, and 1,701 clients visited the clinics. And due to the success of this pilot, the program was replicated across the Eden District, the West Coast, the Winelands, and the Central Karoo. So that's quite amazing. And then there's a project in Jeppestown, Umuzi, run by two mega cool young men. What they do, they offer 175 learners training in the advertising, media, and production industry. And so these kids are placed with top media and advertising companies, and these are mostly disadvantaged kids. So many of these nonprofits also provide employment often better than the corporate sector and the government sector. And then one of my favorite projects is Wozaboya in Hillcrest, KwaZulu-Natal. Now, you know, a lot of HIV/AIDS projects offer women beading projects as an income generator and to help them adhere to ARVs. What Mwoza Moya does is to train people in high-level beadwork that has gone global. They have a turnover of 4.8 million rand in beadwork per annum because they do product development at a very high level. They pay their 350 crafters are employed, and they can earn up to 25,000 per month, depending on the level of their skill. These women have beaded a chair that has become a collector's item, and someone bought it for 1 million rand.
Amazing.
Now, that is amazing when NGOs take their level to the social entrepreneurial level, where they're not only a non-profit, but they train people to be employable.
Absolutely amazing. Rhoda Kadali, we're going to have to hold it there. You can go to impumelelo.org.za for details of the projects that were considered for this year's awards, as well as finding out ways of connecting with them and donating towards them, which I would certainly recommend. Impumelelo.org.za. Impumelelo is a social innovation center.